position. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Song we sang this morning, we've been working on for a long time, and I'm thankful to God that it all worked out the way it worked out. Amen. God bless you. I direct your attention to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter number 14, and I'm going to read verse 1, 2, and 3 from the New Living Translation of the Bible. John chapter 14, verse 1, 2, 3. In the New Living Translation, it says, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's house, a home.
Thank you, Lord.
If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am." God's word for God's people. For a few moments this morning, Saints of God, on the subject, blessed assurance or blessed assurance. Blessed assurance. Beloved, there is a difference between insurance and assurance. Insurance is coverage by contract in which one party agrees to indemnify or reimburse another for loss that occurs under the terms of a contract. If you own a vehicle, live in a home, conduct business, or just dare to live your life, in case of the loss of damage to any of those things, you need insurance.
Amen.
In my research, I found out that Kansas law requires all drivers to maintain continuous liability insurance for any vehicle registered in the state. Because Kansas is a no-fault state, policies must also include personal injury protection, or PIP, to cover your own medical expenses regardless of who caused the accident. But with all due respect to insurance companies and the wonderful insurance agents that employ them, insurance will only get you so far.
Amen.
If you get into a situation where your insurance carrier determines that the loss was due to your negligence or ignorance, one or more things might happen when you file a claim. Your insurer may decide that either the loss is not covered or the loss is over your limit of coverage and will summarily deny your claim. As one insurance commercial puts it, you may end up paying for this one on your own. But not so for assurance. Assurance is full confidence, freedom from doubt or certainty. People of God, have I got good news for you today? Saints, our assurance agent has got us covered. Whether we contributed to the loss or damage or not, whether it was our fault or not, whether we carried the wrong type of insurance or not, we have full confidence that our claim will be processed in our favor and we will be able to be made whole. It fills us with such joy that the hymn writer called it blessed assurance.
Hallelujah.
We've all heard it before in church. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory.
Mm-hmm.
Divine heir of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Purchase of God.
Yeah.
Born of his spirit.
Yeah.
Washed in his blood. Well, beloved, we've gathered here today in this season following Easter to remember and rejoice over the fact that we possess blessed assurance. For we have our faith in the ultimate assurance agent, Jesus Christ. Here in chapter 14 of John's Gospel, Jesus is talking to his disciples. He had just had the Last Supper with them and revealed that one of them would betray him and one of them would deny him. At this, the disciples, even the two who would deny and would betray him, were greatly troubled. It is here that Christ offers them, and likewise us, blessed assurance. He offered them a peace. He revealed to them a place, and he made them a promise. I'm glad to report to you today that he offers the same thing to us.
Yes.
First of all, if you're following in your bulletin, he offers a peace.
Peace.
John records Jesus saying, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me." In other words, don't be discouraged or troubled. Let your heart be free from doubt, certain, fully trusting in God. Beloved, if we fully trust in God, we don't have to lie up at night wondering if God will oversleep and forget about us. Why? Because as the psalm writer wrote in Psalm 121, God never sleeps, neither does he slumber.
No.
With God, we can have peace because he's proven himself over and over and over again that though others have failed us, we can put our confidence and certainty in him. Saints, even though others may be overwhelmed with what's going on just outside these doors, we don't have to be. We have a peace made possible by our trust in God.
Amen.
The world might accept defeat, but not us.
Thank you, Lord.
The world might be exhausted, but not us. Why? Because we have blessed assurance.
Hallelujah.
Oh, while a peaceful visit to the grocery store, a church function hall, or a White House Press Association banquet can be interrupted by the rapid fire from a legally purchased weapon of mass destruction, we can still have blessed assurance. Church, we've got a peace made possible by God. We've got the remedy that cures a troubled mind. We've got a fix that can fix the brokenhearted. We've got the balm that can make the wounded whole. Church, the mediator between God and us blesses us with comfort, peace, and blessed assurance.
Amen.
Well, second thing he gives us is a place.
A place.
Jesus also reveals to his disciples and likewise us that happiness is of heaven. The happiness of heaven. Amen. Jesus speaks of it as his Father's house.
All right.
The New Living Translation says that there's more than enough room. But I learned it in the King James Version. It makes it clear that there are many mansions there.
Yeah.
That means there's room for us all. What's more, Jesus didn't say, "In my Father's kingdom are many mobile homes." Jesus didn't say, "In my Father's kingdom are many people living under bridges." He didn't say, "In my Father's kingdom are many people living in refrigerator boxes." No, instead, Jesus said, "There's more than enough room."
Yes, Lord. Ah.
For he said, "In my Father's house are many mansions."
Yes.
In case you were uninformed, mansions are lasting dwellings. Mansions are meant to be here today and here tomorrow. Dictionary.com says that a mansion is a very large, impressive, or stately residence. The word translated room is related to the Greek verb meaning remain or abide or dwell, which of course suggests not a short period of time. Beloved, we weren't created to dwell here on this planet, in this existence, in this body forever. The blessed assurance Lord offers us tells us that this temporary living down here is just that, temporary.
Amen.
He's gone ahead to prepare our permanent dwelling place.
Amen.
After we leave here, our temporary living space. That's good news for us today. Church, God has planned for us an eternal, everlasting dwelling place,
mm-hmm.
which means that sorrow that we may be in is just temporary. That season that we're in is just temporary. The bodies that we inhabit now are just temporary.
Yeah.
Amen. Turn to somebody close to you and tell them, it's just temporary.
It's temporary.
It's just temporary. The same way that God did not intend for us to reside down here forever.
No.
God did not intend for us to go through suffering and pain forever. My Bible tells me that the longest it's ever rained was 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
One day, not too long from now, we'll look out the windows and the sun will be shining on us again.
Yeah.
One day, not too long from now, we'll look back on the rough times we were in and see how God was with us through and brought us through. One day, not too long from now, we'll look back on what is causing us sleepless nights now and wonder why we let it bother us so much. One day, not too long from now, we'll look up to God and shout a thank you for our deliverance. No more pain. No more valley experiences. No more bad news. Only the good news. That's the best news. That's the best news of all time. Church, just before being betrayed, arrested, abandoned, denied, beaten, crucified, buried, and almost forgotten, Jesus offers us blessed assurance.
Yes,
beloved, we don't have to settle for this place. There's a promised place. There's a better place prepared just for us.
Amen.
Well, the last thing here is a promise.
Yeah, the promise. Ah, thank you, Jesus.
A promise.
Amen.
In verse 3, Jesus makes a promise that I'm sure he'll keep. See, Jesus' promises, they're not like our promises. With our promises, it's best to have a plan B, just in case our promises don't work out. Amen. It's best to not leave all your eggs in the baskets of our promises, because you might be left with egg on your face. Our promises are great during an election year, but we sometimes forget them when the election is over. Our promises are great when the cameras are rolling. Our promises are great when reporters are hanging on to our every word. But we sometimes forget our promises when the red light of the camera is shut off, when our mics are shut down, the live stream is off, or when reporters are out of earshot. Our promises
make it fun.
May have good intentions, but we sometimes break our promises, don't we? We say, I'll be there on time, and something prevents us from being on time. We say, this time it'll be different. And this time, just like last time, is exactly the same. We say, it'll just be a few minutes. and our few minutes turns into a few more minutes, and then a few more minutes, and then a few more minutes. I mean, we fully intend to keep our promises, but we don't always do so. I'm glad today that God's promises aren't like our promises. I'm glad today that we can stand firmly on God's promises without fearing we will sink. For Jesus doesn't say, I might. He says, I will. And with that, we can take God's promissory notes to the bank. Our blessed assurance is that his promises are the rocks that never crumble. His promises are the bridges that never buckle. His promises are the levees that never break. He will prepare a place for us. He will make us for a lasting place. He will receive us to be with him. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Church, I'm not sure about you. I don't know what makes your boat float, but I've got blessed assurance because of the peace, place, and promises God offered to us. I'm glad today because when everyone else is troubled by the cares of the world, we can have peace. I'm glad today because when everyone else is running unsure, running around unsure of his or her final resting place, we know that we've got a mansion waiting for us. I'm glad today because when everyone else is disappointed by the empty promises this world can offer, we're comforted by a promiser who's never let us down. In spite of us, he gives us peace that passes all understanding. In spite of where we've been, he provides a place for us to turn into. In spite of what we've done, his promises are to let us be where he is. In spite of what we've done, in spite of who we are, God has given us peace. In spite of where we've been, God has given us a place. And in spite of how long we stayed out there, because of God's grace and mercy, God has given us a promise like no other promise. And you too ought to be glad about it. Oh, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste. Oh, of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. One day, not too long from now, from the balcony of our mansion prepared for us, we'll be able to join in on the chorus and sing, this is my story. This is my song. Amen. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. 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 Amen.